Armed soldiers on the move in Bogotá, patrolling crime hotspots in the city, checking identities and frisking passersby freely. The deployment of hundreds of soldiers in Colombia's main cities followed an appeal from Mayor Claudia López to the national government.
En ningún caso habrá militarización de Bogotá.
This is not a militarization of the city, but it is convenient for the army to support the police in two tasks, dissuading crime and searching for weapons.
While critics say the measure is dangerous and unconstitutional, some believe it's a necessary evil.
It's a difficult situation. There is lots of theft, a lack of security, so I think it's good.
Robberies and violent crimes have seen a sharp upward spike since the economy started to recover after months of coronavirus confinement. So far this year, the city has registered 754 murders, a 15.7% increase, and more than 65,000 robberies. But what worries the most authorities is the level of violence. 15-year-old Laura Morales was shot in the legs at close range by a thief despite giving up her phone.
It's crazy to attack a defenseless child. I can understand mugging an adult, but now they are shooting kids. I can't understand how anyone could do that.
The situation has become so dangerous that some banks are offering insurance to protect ATM withdrawals. For less than $2, you're protected for 2 hours in case of robbery. It covers the money, but also violent debt.
Domestic military deployment remains controversial in a country just emerging from decades of war, when soldiers were deployed with the police in May in response to anti-government protests. It sparked international condemnation when dozens were killed. Experts say that repeated studies in Latin American cities show that deploying the army does not improve security.
What it shows is the inability of the local and national government to manage security policies properly, and it shows that nobody prepared for a wave of crime so strong as the one we're dealing with.
The pandemic has increased poverty levels in Colombia to more than 40%, and nearly one in five people is unemployed. A desperate situation for many, and few believe soldiers on the street is anything more than a temporary solution. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.